Vibemeister.
Roscoe?
Yeah?
Yeah. Was that you flashing before?
Yeah.
I'm always afraid to pick up an early one because I'm afraid, you know, you end up putting, like, some guy on the air who wants to know, like, you know, when the Swans are going to be playing or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, how you doing?
Whoa, pretty good.
Yeah? How's Rock Producer Biz treating you?
Oh, pretty good, not too bad. We just clicked into the mix phase today, so I'm in here watching the rain delay on the masters while these guys hook up all the nifty gadgets I ordered.
Ooh, lots of nice output gear.
Just
a microwave?
Just tube equalizers, that's all.
Ooh.
Whole bunch of them.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
So I got all of them, all the different manufacturers, so I can, you know,
pick and choose.
Yeah.
Very nice.
They're go big, knob wild.
They have big knobs, yeah, no microchips.
Coolness. No LED lights.
Big knobs, dude.
No, just one light, red light, like on a Fender.
Uh-huh. So what's today's vibe?
Today's vibe, I don't know. It looks like it's about to storm here, too. I don't know. It's kind of a rainy day. I love to see that guy John Daly someday wear the green jacket, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Masters is kind of a... I don't know if you guys have been talking about it at the show, but...
Nothing else.
We've spoken about it on other Vibe reports. I do like the Masters, you know.
As golf tournaments go, especially on television, it's just about the best.
Well, it is the old granddad. And this John Daly kid, he is pretty good. There's all kinds of stuff going on with him that's really more fun than most of these old golf guys.
Uh-huh.
You know, last year when he won that big tournament, and then it was like the Disneyland thing, and his little fiance comes out and kisses him, you know, after he wins and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, earlier this week, she filed a paternity suit, and they delivered it to him, the papers, right on the course, and he refused to open them up. He just stuck them in his bag. He said he wasn't going to look at them until Monday.
They subpoenaed him on the golf course?
Till the 19th hole.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty low.
Yeah, it's good. Well, you know, it's kind of classic.
Uh-huh.
Kind of tabloid.
Kind of masterful.
Yeah, well, it's not your normal, it's not your normal Masters behavior.
Yeah, it's definitely no Arnie's Army kind of thing.
He's been spotted at a few bars down there in Augusta.
The 19th hole.
Yeah. Well, I think he went a little off campus.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what goes on there, but that's pretty, like, a scary joint, I guess. Augusta National.
Yeah, it's kind of a white guy thing, to say the least.
Beyond.
I think they got sort of a vomitorium concept in the back.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to be like a pinky CIA dude to get in there. You know, you have to have some kind of ultra clearance from hell.
Yeah.
So anyway, enough about golf.
Yeah.
What's the latest in the Terminally Hip Eats Village?
Jeepers, Chris. I opened for the Ramones last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
Columbia University, playing with the Action Swingers.
Cool. Was it fun? Or were you just taunted by people going, where's Joey?
No, the Ramones road crew are like the lowest slime I've ever worked with in the music business. And this, keep in mind, this is coming from me.
Right.
You know? Those guys are like the most humorless, useless, needlessly confrontational, like amateur bunch of like, you know, thick-waisted, empty-headed pinheads I've ever met in my life.
Don't mince words. How do you really feel?
The dudes, though, the Ramones were real nice guys, and they played pretty good, but those guys that work for them are swine.
Is it the same guys that just keep getting crankier and crankier?
No, because I think, you know, they pay them so poorly, I think they always end up moving these guys out one after the other, you know?
I think they get, like, new guys every week.
Oh, like Ted Nugent's band?
Kind of.
Huh.
And they got three rock just as well.
It's pretty weird. The Young Republican thing at Columbia, I mean, it's, you know, anyway. Hey, where were you last week, man?
Oh, I tried to get there, but I could not.
Uh-huh. You tried your best, huh?
He tried his best, but he could not.
A little Nils leitmotif there, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you missed Roger Clemens hanging out at the gig.
What?
Roger Clemens of the Boston Red Sox is hanging at the gig.
Really?
Yeah, we played real good, too.
You know, that place is quite the place. No, we got into, like, a sort of a crazy overdub mode that night.
Mm.
So.
I figured it was work.
Yeah. So it was good?
Yeah, it was great. It was one of the best sets we ever did.
Oh,
two of the
great.
Best sets we ever did.
Were you in that back room?
Yep.
That's a weird room.
Especially when there are Red Sox everywhere.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. That's exciting.
Baseball players look just like cops, man. It's weird.
They do. They get that sideburn thing going.
Well, they had a non-sideburn thing. They had the $150 Star Search haircut thing, big time.
Right.
Day glow, acid wash, dumb expression, just like cops.
Outerboro look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so Outerboro. They're from Massachusetts, man.
How about it? How about you, Mr. Hound?
Huh? Oh, yeah, me. Let's see, what did I do this week? I threw somebody around the two-way box. Will you shut up? I can't hear myself. I threw somebody around the net by the neck of 2A. I quit smoking, and I did something else. I can't remember what it was. I had like three things I did this week.
What was the 2A thing? Johnny Cash?
No, worse than that. Somebody shoved Sally around, and a couple of days later, I shoved him around. No big deal. And then,
my hero, the hound.
And then, I quit smoking. That was pretty,
That was before he shoved the guy around.
Yeah, then I quit smoking.
The patch thing?
Yeah, I got like the psychedelic skin patch.
So he's got it right on his forehead.
I think they gave me the wrong one. I think they gave me the one that releases LSD into the skin.
Oh, great.
We think so, too.
Or maybe juniper berries. They would make you go mad.
Well, I don't know. Gin is the drink of the true blues man, I believe.
Right.
That's what Quan keeps telling me. He's a gin drinker.
Really?
The true slow suicide.
Yeah, he's a heavy gin drinker.
I don't think I've ever been around him when he was doing it.
You never know.
You're missing something special.
Yeah.
Just talking about it is enough for him.
Uh-huh.
There's something else funny I was going to tell you, and it completely went out of my head.
Probably when you're yelling at me.
Didn't have much far to go.
Anyway. Is the Denster there too?
No, Ben's working on his car.
Oh yeah.
But I just keep thinking of Neil's house with the peacocks and the llamas.
Oh man, this one llama was really going after me.
In what way?
Well, you know, just like, you know how dogs will come up to you and like want to put their snoot on you or something, you know?
Sure.
But the llama.
Especially if you have a pork chop in your pocket.
Yeah, the. No, the llamas are taller than you, you know, they're 8 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to look right at your face. They like to come up in your face. They're real friendly, but they're weird.
Mm-hmm. Don't they spit?
No, this one wasn't spitting.
Well, that's good. Do they have two heads?
I think, no, it only had one head. You know, I'm sure they're being groomed for sweaters.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, that's definitely, that was the excitement around the East Village that you were at Neil's.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was
the guys
cool.
at the Jones were fainting.
It's a guy thing, definitely.
All right, I'm going to have to, I'll have to get my pictures developed, so.
Oh, yeah, and you probably sell them.
We were listening to the stuff that he did, and it was really wild. I got a videotape, too, of, like, the
Neil home guitar course?
The camera. No, it's like, it's just, you know, the control room, it's away from the studio, so you look into the studio through a camera, and they always run a videotape, so you can, like, review stuff that way.
Uh-huh.
But it's really cool, you know, he's in there doing his thing. Pretty funny.
Well, so you kept the video, too?
Yeah, I got it.
Great. Where'd y'all eat out there?
Well, we ate at one of the ranch houses, the White House. They had this guy, this cook from in town, come in, and he made dinner. He had two Webers going, and he had, like... So we had ribs and chicken boobs,
mm-hmm.
and some homemade baked beans and slaw and something else.
Some llama?
It was real good. It was good.
How was the reefer out there?
A couple kinds of red wine. Yeah, that was cool. It was very cool. It was happening.
Nice California, Northern California green that you never see in New York anymore.
Right. I huffed the bush. The man with the man. No.
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Thing.
So is Neil's excited about the Ringo tour?
Yeah, he's getting. They start after we're mastering on the 7th, and then they start rehearsing and
so
a week later.
He's preparing by going to extra meetings.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it sounds like quite a crew on this tour. With I can't believe that they got Dave Edmunds and Todd Rundgren in the same room.
Wow. What are they doing together?
What? They're playing on the Ringo tour.
Holy moly.
It's like them and Joe Walsh and the guy, the bass player from the Eagles. And Burton Cummings is on it also.
Awesome. These are...
He's really got some hits, you know. So Nils has got the tape that each guy sent in, like their three songs that they're going to do, you know.
Uh-huh.
Burton Cummings, his looked pretty impressive. The guy from Chicago wanted to do it, but he hadn't really played bass for a while, and Ringo nixed the idea.
good thinking, Ringo.
Yes.
Yeah, all those years with Pauly, he's not going to settle for second best anymore.
Right. Well, Timothy B. Schmidt, he's only got the one Eagles hit, the mellow tune, I Can't Tell You Why.
As opposed to all their hard rocking tunes.
Right. their football jersey wearing.
But he was the one that was
using.
He was the one that was in the 60s punk band, the New Breed from Sacramento, that went to high school with Ivy Rorschach.
Really? Well, yeah. I'll have to tell Nils to ask him about that.
Yeah, that'll make his day.
Get that big professional, huh?
Hey, did the guy from the Stooges who plays in Nils's with Nils on Johnny Carson? Did you talk to him?
I haven't talked to him.
Did you tell Nils that he was in the Stooges?
Yeah, and then he was asking him about it.
And then he fired him.
it's the kind of thing that I guess he does start, you know, laughing, but it's a lot of it's like too great to be talking about all the time.
Yeah.
You know, like it just starts out with like five words that you can't say on radio, like every single story.
Yeah, I'll bet.
You know, so. Yeah, that guy plays with Tom Petty. He's got himself into that regular, you know, that jogging shoes LA thing.
Big paycheck, mm-hmm. Big paychecks, easy hours.
Bad air. Cars.
Blondes with corrective surgery.
Yeah, man. Too bad about that. Did you see Sharon Stone last night on Letterman?
No, I don't even know who she is.
Oh, man. Oh, you haven't seen Basic Instincts.
No.
You haven't been stuck in a recording studio for 2 months with a bunch of guys either.
Uh-huh. No.
Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone, man. She's happening. So she's on Saturday Night Live tonight.
Uh-huh.
So you have the opportunity.
What'd she do to Dave? Make him nervous?
Actually, she was kind of cool. Dave, you know, Dave got pretty nervous, but, you know, she's kind of happening,
mm-hmm.
Sharon Stone. She's kind of in our age group, you know. She's cool.
I'll look her up when I'm on the coast.
What?
I'll look her up when I'm on the coast. I'll stalk her when I'm on the coast.
But my friend Michael, he went to this party after the Oscars, and Sharon Stone was there, you know, so it was like, oh, cool, Sharon Stone. And then she sees him, like, sucking face with this dude, and the guy's in a cowboy hat, and he turned around, and it was Dwight Yoakam, so it was like a big bum out. Oh,
man. Yeah, now forget that stalking part.
Country
yeah,
rock
who else
attitude.
Would keep their cowboy hat on when they're smooching?
I guess, well, you know.
A bald guy.
I thought that he sold a bunch of records. He ought to be able to have the plugs by now.
Yeah.
They haven't said anything bad about them. The Dow Chemical's not involved in that.
He's a country singer, and in the tradition of country music, he needs an ill-fitting toupee, like Hank Snow.
True.
Or Carl Perkins.
Or Jimmy Iovine.
Like Andy Stein.
Jimmy Iovine wears a rug?
Well, Jimmy Iovine has, you know, he's, every time you see a picture of him, he's wearing, like, some kind of promo baseball hat.
Uh-huh.
And in his closet, he's got a whole bunch of full wigs that the baseball hats are attached to.
Don't tip your hat, Jimmy.
Right.
You remember the last time?
That's cool.
So he just picks them out, you know, like if he's going to go with the, you know, like, the SSL hat.
Kind of like Bozo's head attached to the hair.
Yeah, exactly. It may even have a spot on the inside, you know, to let the air out.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know.
A little fan built into it.
Not bad. Well, you can tell when you see these promo pictures for the guy, like, in Mix Magazine, and the thing is sitting way up on top of his head.
That is if you read Mix Magazine.
Well.
If you've been trapped in a recording studio for 2 months with a bunch of guys.
There you go, exactly. Uh-huh. In the words of the egg, it'll all be over soon.
Throw a Strohs, man.
They threw a Strohs. Oh, I got some Strohs light in here. I hid them under some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Come home, Roscoe. We miss you.
14
yeah.
more days.
Yeah, I'll be back. I guess I should let you guys get back to the noise.
Okay.
We can do that. I think Sarah's got that look on her face like she's cooking something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wish I was there.
Mm.
Well,
we're in the no beer situation too, you know. How about
get out of here
right.
for like 2 more hours?
Well, how about some boneheaded listeners in the 5 mile radius of the studio?
That trick never works, Bullwinkle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you till then.
Okay, Roscoe.
Big knobs.
Aloha.
Aloha.
State of the Vibe Report, folks.
How does he do it?
How do we do it?
How doobie doobie.